you know, because we just moved from Tempe to Phoenix, and that extra 10 minutes is a deal breaker for some people, you know, and they might end up going to another good independent fundamental Baptist church. Hey, God bless them. But the point is, though, is that you're always going to lose people. It's not just Faithful Word that's losing people. Every church in America is going to have attrition. Every church in America is losing people every year. Fact. It doesn't matter if it's hard preaching, soft preaching, Baptist, other denominations. Every church is losing people every year, which is why if you don't reach new people, you will shrink. Fact. Which is why our church has to keep reaching new people all the time, even to just maintain 300, 350 people or whatever. That's going to take effort just to even maintain that, let alone if we want to grow past that. It's going to take a lot of work, you know. So we got to keep going. Well, here's the thing. Now, take it off the church and just go to your personal life. Your personal life, okay, as soon as you stop taking heed unto yourself, you are going to go downhill spiritually. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if I just started just eating whatever I want and never exercising, oh, man. Like, I mean, I gain weight so fast and get so out of shape so fast. And I'm sure everybody else is probably the same way. As soon as you just stop putting forth any effort, right? Because it's an uphill battle trying to keep the muscle on and the fat off. It's work, man. You got to work on it all the time. Well, you don't think spiritually the same thing's going on? You got to work. You got to be work. The fat is the sin. Muscle is the word of God, the knowledge. You know what I mean? You got to work at keeping the Bible knowledge and the virtue and the growth and the soul winning and everything flowing. You got to put effort in. As soon as you stop putting forth effort, you will slide backwards. I wish I could tell you that we were on a level course, that the Christian life will run on a flat course. But unfortunately, the Christian life is pretty much uphill both ways. Unfortunately. It's like your parents were out to school as kids. It's uphill in the snow both ways. That's the Christian life. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.